Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Where they're top-ranked in Class A on a 28-game winning streak, former South Panther assistant baseball coach and alum Trevor McConnell has positioned his Bar Reeve Vikings to claim its first-ever state title in baseball Saturday when they meet defending champ and eight-time state champion Lafayette Central Catholic, the third-ranked Knights, who are 24-11 at Victory Field at 4:30. But why not? I mean, Bar Reeve, a school of 257 over in Daviess County, has won state championships in basketball and volleyball. Why not us?
As a coach, you talk about believing in a dream and working towards a dream, and to see it come to fruition is pretty special. So just so happy for the kids, happy for our community, happy for our entire baseball program. Not just us, but the little guys, the feeder program. It's a community thing, man.
And South alum and a former South assistant baseball coach, the head man at Bar Reeve, Trevor McConnell. He's 69-18 going into this one tomorrow at Victory Field at 4:30. The kids of the Ohio, 5 in a row, 8 of their last 10, a game and a half out of first place in the Central, and they're down taking on the world champion Astros. Pregame at 7:40 tonight from Minute Maid Park. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, anyone struggling to find words to describe what we're seeing from a Cincinnati Reds team that has defied expectations, odds, and even some baseball logic for the last couple of months, whatever's for sale, I'll buy a share or three after seeing the Reds sweep Kansas City earlier in the week, as they should have. Skipper David Bell's crew, the kids of the Ohio. 8 of 10, a season high, 5 in a row. That ties a season high. Just a game below 500 now, 34-35. Climbing near the top, a game and a half out of the Central lead. And here they are, headed into Houston tonight against the world champion Astros.
Got to keep going. We just got to keep playing, keep working to get better, keep improving, and keep doing what we're doing, playing hard. And it's good to be in the position we're in, but now, we just got to keep it going.
Ain't broke, don't fix it. Tell you what, getting the job done with a lot of kids. David Bell will have another one on the hill tonight. Andrew Abbott, he's 2-0, third career start against the defending world champion Astros. Pregame at 7:40 from Minute Maid. Hey to all those dads out there, happy Father's Day Sunday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, anyone struggling to find words to describe what we're seeing from a Cincinnati Reds team that has defied expectations, odds, and even some baseball logic for the last couple of months, whatever's for sale, I'll buy a share or three after seeing the Reds sweep Kansas City earlier in the week, as they should have. Skipper David Bell's crew, the kids of the Ohio. 8 of 10, a season high, 5 in a row. That ties a season high. Just a game below 500 now, 34-35. Climbing near the top, a game and a half out of the Central lead. And here they are, headed into Houston tonight against the world champion Astros.
Got to keep going. We just got to keep playing, keep working to get better, keep improving, and keep doing what we're doing, playing hard. And it's good to be in the position we're in, but now, we just got to keep it going.
Ain't broke, don't fix it. Tell you what, getting the job done with a lot of kids. David Bell will have another one on the hill tonight. Andrew Abbott, he's 2-0, third career start against the defending world champion Astros. Pregame at 7:40 from Minute Maid. Hey to all those dads out there, happy Father's Day Sunday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.